Hello.
Dad.
Hi.
They've just turned up here. The woman's called Agnes, right? She's got a joiner away and they're shouting the odds at me about money. I says, my dad's a joiner, you can talk to him.
What have I got to say to him?
Tell them that they're at it about the money.
Tell them you've got it done cheaper.
She's here now, I'll put her on, right?
Right.
Hello there, is that Samantha's dad?
Yeah.
We want to replace this door.
Uh-huh.
We've had a wee look at it and it needs special parts, the joiner's saying. So it's going to come in at around, I think it's just over $1,000.
Uh-huh.
But Samantha seems to think that she can get something cheaper. I don't think she can.
You can get a door blank, so it's cheaper and cut it down to size.
Right. I don't know any of the technical stuff to do.
See, the door it was on the now is just a panel door. I mean, it shouldn't have been on a front door.
Aye, right, okay. She was saying something to do with that you can start fitting things. I don't want you touching this, if I'm honest.
Aye. Well, I'm out of time self-joining on my site manager.
Do you want to speak to the joiner?
Aye, so I should talk to me, aye.
Right.
Hello there, mate.
Hi, pal.
Right. Now, I believe you understand the situation here.
Right.
I've been called up. I do a lot of work for the Lytton agency. I've got an exclusive deal with them.
Yeah.
With yeah, I've been doing it for about 20 years now since I moved to Glasgow. I don't seem to see what the issue is here.
Well, see the door that's on the new.
I never put that door on for a start. That door needs to go.
I see that, I know, when I've seen it.
You know, somebody's kicked it in as well. What's going on in this apartment? It's not really any of my business, but it needs to be replaced with a more solid door.
Well, how much is it going to cost?
It's going to cost about £850 plus VAT.
For a front door?
It's Douglas fir pine. It's only the best that I deal with, mate, you know what I mean? It's like, this is what I do for a living.
That'd be an awful lot of them, pal.
Yeah, but you're dealing with like MDF and all that kind of stuff. I'm dealing with like Douglas fir pine. I'm talking like expensive, you know. We've got a door that we can cut to size.
Aye, a door blank.
We'll get that done. I don't want to go into the ins and outs of it, mate, to be honest with you, because I fear that you're trying to sneak in here and undercut me, and I have a deal.
I'm not trying to undercut you, mate.
Right, well, you just stick to your job and I'll stick to mine, all right? No one gets hurt.
Nobody gets hurt. What does it mean, nobody gets hurt?
Well, you know, if you don't know what you're doing, you might accidentally hurt yourself.
I might hurt myself. No, I don't think so. Tell my daughter back on the phone.
Right.
Hello.
That just threatened me there.
Give me the phone a minute. Right, mate, listen, I never threatened anybody there.
Aye, you did. No, you tell me to be careful.
I told you to be careful putting
watch
up
yourself,
the door. Huh? Yeah, well, you're telling me to watch myself now. Listen to me, mate. I do all the jobs for told you this before. You're trying to move in here and I'm just telling you
I'm
to be
careful. I'm not trying to move in here.
You're trying to take my work off of me.
What part of work out of the country? I'm not interested in hanging a door.
Well, no, she used language like that.
What?
I'm going to put the Lytton agent back on here and she'll tell you how it's going to be, right? And you'll listen good.
Hello there.
Who does that guy think he is?
He's worked for us for a while, but I think he works for himself.
I'm not interested in putting the door on.
I mean, can you do it cheaper?
Give me that phone a minute. Mate, are you trying to undercut me here to the Lytton agent now as well?
Listen.
Is that what's
I've
happening
just told
here?
Her.
Look, I just heard you say something about doing it cheaper.
I never say the date cheaper.
I don't come in and say, I'll do that MDF door for 20 quid. You know what I mean?
There you go. Off.
Just watch yourself, all right?
Ah, you watch yourself.
That door was to fall, it could hurt you. It could hurt your daughter as well.
I'm really scared that I'm going to just
a
man.
Do you think you've made him mad, Samantha?
I think so.
Do you think so? Ian, you have just been a star of Clyde One's Make Your Dad Mad. Can I just say one thing before you go? Just watch yourself, all right?
You watch yourself, all.
Sorry, Dad.
Good news is we've got £100 to fix the door.
Aye.
Yes.
Job's done. If you wouldn't mind coming around with some MDF, I could get that done a little bit later, you know, right? Well done, Samantha. That's great.
Thank you.